This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation is urging support for the Clean Water Cooperative Federalism Act, a bipartisan bill that restores the balance between the states and the Environmental Protection Agency in regard to regulating the nation's waters. The bill was passed by the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee on June 22nd. In a letter this week, AFBF joined a coalition of 121 organizations representing a broad cross-section of the economy in support of the bill, which is set up for consideration this week. The bill would reaffirm the decades-old state-federal relationship set out in the Clean Water Act by addressing the EPA's ongoing regulatory overreach, the group told House leaders in a letter. Further, the groups noted that EPA has asserted its control as the sole arbiter of evolving Clean Water Act permitting requirements and standards, jeopardizing more than $220 billion of annual economic activity. The proposed legislation would help put people back to work and create new jobs by restoring the proper balance between EPA and the states in regulating the nation's waters, protecting the Clean Water Act system of cooperative federalism, and preventing EPA from second-guessing or delaying a state's Clean Water Act permitting and water quality certification decisions. Congress must help alleviate the burden of an ever-increasing array of federal environmental regulations on agriculture, according to Arizona Farm Bureau President Kevin Rogers, who testified Thursday before a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee. Representing the American Farm Bureau Federation, Rogers told the Subcommittee on Environment and the Economy that the breadth and extent of the regulatory challenges facing U.S. agriculture are tremendous. According to Rogers, the regulations cover a broad range of issues, including Clean Air Act requirements, Clean Water Act permitting and other requirements, restrictions on pesticides and other farm inputs, and regulatory burdens involving both crops and livestock operations. While not all regulations can be quantified, some can, explained Rogers, and some are substantial. He outlined the following steps Congress can take to alleviate agriculture's regulatory burdens. The House should adopt language in the House Interior Appropriations Bill that incorporates the provisions of H.R. 910, a bill that would allow Congress, not the Environmental Protection Agency, to determine how to regulate greenhouse gases. Congress should adopt language that would prevent EPA from regulating agricultural dust, forcing many rural areas into non-attainment status. Congress should approve H.R. 2458, which would provide a realistic interval for updating national ambient air quality standards. Rogers stated these pieces of legislation effectively balance environmental concerns with those of farmers and ranchers. These are critical legislative initiatives that must be pursued. University of Illinois farm management specialists say net returns for 2012 are projected at $269 per acre for corn and $136 per acre for soybeans, indicating a profitable year. If realized, next year's profits would be lower than those projected for 2011, but higher than those realized in 2010. At this point, CME options prices suggest that there is a 25% chance of cash prices in the fall of 2012 being below $4.40, says Gary Schnittke. He says Chicago Mercantile Exchange options prices suggest a 25% change of cash soybean prices in the fall of 2012 being below $10.25. These prices would result in much lower of returns and likely cause financial stress on some farms, particularly those that have high cash rent levels. Relative to 2011, Schnittke says operator and farmland returns are projected lower in 2012. Operator and farmland return is projected at $651 per acre in 2011 and $584 in 2012. Soybean returns are projected at $473 in 2011 and $451 in 2012. Given that cash rents have been set properly in 2011, 2012 returns do not suggest that cash rent should rise in 2012. In recent years, cash rents have been increasing. Between 2006 and 2010, average cash rents in Illinois increased an average of 28%. These historical increases likely leads to continuing momentum for cash rent increases into 2012, even when operator and farmland returns are not projected to rise. At some point, corn and soybean prices will fall, leading to much lower agricultural returns. At that point, cash rents will need to fall so farmers will not have losses. The Illinois Farm Bureau's annual Commodities Conference Local to Global, Knowledge is Power, will be held on Wednesday, July 27, 2011, at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center and on Broadway Street in Normal. This year's conference addresses the broad spectrum of knowledge needed to be successful in agriculture from local to global in today's markets. The conference will feature an opening general session on consumer buying and purchasing trends entitled Using Knowledge and Technology to Satisfy Local to Global Consumer Choices. Featured speaker is Grady Bishop, Director of U.S. Swine Business Unite, Elanco Animal Health. 14 breakout sessions will center around topics including the weather, transportation, futures contracts, animal agriculture, local markets, and Illinois farm families. The closing presenter will be Jerry Carroll, an ag humorist. The conference is open to Farm Bureau members, staff, farmers, and agricultural professionals. The cost is $35 per person. Lunch is included. Registration the day of the event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Marriott. The Illinois Farm Bureau is a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation, a national organization of farmers and ranchers. Founded in 1916, Illinois Farm Bureau is a nonprofit membership organization controlled by farmers who join through their county farm bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau has a total membership of more than 426,000 and a voting membership of 83,290. Illinois Farm Bureau represents 2 out of 3 Illinois farmers. Cyclists will travel through a 6-county area during the 16th annual Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom bike ride. This cross-country style ride, September 6th through 8th, 2011, is an annual fundraising event hosted by the IAA Foundation to support the Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom program. Each year, the IAITC bike ride heads to a new location in the state of Illinois and hosts upwards of 100 cyclists. This year, the ride highlights routes through Christian, Logan, Macoupin, Menard, Montgomery, and Sangamon counties with lodging and evening activities in the Springfield area. Cyclists stop at approximately 30 schools along the ride to provide students with an interactive lesson on the importance of agriculture and also includes a portion on bicycle safety. The IAA Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. Riders who register by August 22nd can save $20 on registration fees and pay only $75. After August 22nd, the registration fees will increase to $95. Individuals who raise funds for Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom will receive special benefits as a rider. Those who collect between $250 and $499 in donations receive free registration. Raising between $500 and $999 earns free registration and meals, and raising $1,000 or more earns free registration, meals, and lodging. More details on registration and how to raise funds to support your rides are available online at www.iaafoundation.org or by calling 309-557-2230. Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom is the top funding priority of the IAA Foundation. Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable foundation, which funds educational, research, and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.